Wired has revealed an eye-opening security vulnerability not in your computer, not in your smartphone, but in your car. In this Wired article published this week, a pair of digital security experts showed off an exploit that allowed them remote access to a Jeep Cherokee.
They were able to disable critical systems like brakes and transmission through the Jeep's entertainment system as a reporter was at the wheel on the freeway.
Guys, I need the accelerator to work again.
Now, the article points out how automakers are scrambling now to come up with fixes for software vulnerabilities like this. Craig Bickmore with the New Car Dealers of Utah says those entertainment systems are in cars because of customer demand.
That's what people want to buy, and it's going to become more technical rather than less. Those days of me changing my own water pump, sorry, they're over. So the technical piece of this, those folks who repair those vehicles and service those vehicles in the dealerships, they are technicians. They're some of the highest paid people in the industry because of their technical skill.
Bickmore says, as with mechanical recalls, software problems might warrant a trip to your dealer for a fix.
Certainly, I visit dealers all the time, and I have my vehicle serviced. When I was in the dealership last, I talked to the service department and the service advisor, who I know well. I had him check on my vehicles to make sure that all those service recalls, if there were any, were checked, and they were all done. The ones that had them, some obviously didn't have any. But that relationship with, in this case, Dan, at this particular dealership, he and I know each other. That's where I take my cars to be serviced, and he looks out for me, and that's what these local dealers are about. They're looking out for the consumer, their customers, because they want that relationship to grow and build over time so that there's confidence when there is a recall. You're going to get a notice from XYZ dealership, and we hope the motoring public really pays attention to those things because that means really some safety things for their families. It's critical now, more so than ever.
And a pair of U.S. senators have also taken note of the danger. Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, well, they're pushing the Security and Privacy in Your Car Act.
Now, it would require automakers, along with the FTC and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, to protect drivers from digital threats.